USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Hawaii Governor Josh Green said yesterday that only a handful of the victims of the wildfire have been identified so far. Green said President Biden will visit Maui to survey the damage after the tough work is done, and that over 1,000 first responders from around the world are continuing to look for victims. Here's President Biden.
Almost 500 federal personnel have been deployed to Maui. FEMA search and rescue teams are sifting through the ashes.
The death toll from the Hawaii wildfires now up to 106. A Utah man who was killed by FBI agents earlier this month had confronted police with an assault-style rifle 5 years ago. Craig Robertson was holding the rifle when an officer rang his doorbell in 2015, and there was a bit of a standoff before Robertson finally put the gun down. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report he claims will show fraud during the 2020 election in Georgia. Trump said yesterday he'll release that report during a news conference next week in New Jersey and claimed the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn that election. The Pacific Northwest bracing for near-record temperatures this week as a dangerous heat wave settles over the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories being issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters are urging residents in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through Thursday. The United Auto Workers are pressing for a strike vote against Detroit's Big Three automakers. Union President Sean Fain said yesterday that the union is seeking over 40% pay raises over 4 years and other benefits. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes, it
is. For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps.
In a school flyer, the university reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps, leading many on the Harvard campus to wonder why. Harvard's endowment fund is over $50 billion. One student tweeted that with a fraction of that, Harvard could pay every grad student about $9,000 over their current wages. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Louisville students will hopefully return to school on Friday after what's being called a school bus nightmare. The routes meant to address a bus driver shortage were designed by an outside company using AI-designed algorithms. When they were first used last week, chaos erupted, with some students not getting home from school until 10 p.m. They have been working nonstop to fix it. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitting she ate hallucinogenic mushrooms during her recent visit to China.
In an interview with CNN, she clarified that she ate the mushrooms as part of a dish at a well-liked Chinese restaurant.
If the mushrooms are cooked properly, which I'm sure they were at this very good restaurant, that they have no impact. But all of us enjoyed the mushrooms, the restaurant, and none of us felt any ill effects from having eaten them.
Yellen was in China in early July meeting with Chinese officials. I'm John Schaefer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.